Believing Church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Father, we come before you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here with us now to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness. And we thank you, Father, that you're leading us and you're showing us truth and you're showing us revelation of who you are and what you're capable of doing and what you've already done for each and every one of us. And we know, Lord, that we have the opportunity through the promise to walk in divine health in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at healing and health, how we can get healed and how we can stay healed and remain healthy. You know, and it doesn't matter your age, your gender, no matter where you were born, this works for everybody who applies the Word of God to their lives. And so at this time where there's all viruses flying around and so many different kinds of sicknesses and diseases, it's imperative that we learn to understand the Word of God and all the aspects of salvation and healing, particularly on the healing subject right now. And so what we've got to understand is that God said, my righteousness, because of my righteousness, which I've put on a born-again child of God, that put you in covenant with me. And if you're in a covenant with me, I'll take care of you. We saw in Exodus 23, verses 25 and 26, that the Lord said to the children of Israel, if you serve me, in other words, if you're in covenant with me, if you're my children, I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. And then in the New Testament, he says the same thing. He tells us all over in Matthew 8:17, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He tells us in 1 Peter 2:24, he says, now that you're righteous, by whose stripes you were healed. If you read that verse, you'll see he made you righteous, then he healed you. And so God's covenant affords us healing and health. So let's just continue with the word that we left off with yesterday, and let's get our faith strengthened so that no sickness can attack us and defeat us. In Jesus' name.
You're in covenant with God. If you're in covenant with God, you are healed. Remember the woman bowed over for 18 years? He said, this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, talking covenant. She was in covenant, being a daughter of Abraham. What's that got to do with anything? Amen. It's got everything to do with the covenant. He said, this woman who's been bowed over 18 years by the devil, she has a right to be healed because she's in covenant. And bang, he healed her. Amen. I'm telling you, if you're in covenant, and we are, then it belongs to you. Healing is yours. You don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. You just got to take it. You got to appropriate it. You got to stand on. And when the devil comes, I've shown you so many times, you get your hand out and you say, stop, you filthy animal. That's all. That's it. Last night I said to you that he is illegal in the earth because he hasn't got a birth certificate. You see, Jesus had a birth certificate. He was born through a woman. Yes. And they had to go and do a census and count how many were in the family. Do you remember? He had a birth certificate. Yes. Amen. Praise hallelujah. Amen. Remember they did a census? He had to go and be counted with his mother and father. Amen. Remember those days? So they knew how many people there were. And they knew that these guys had some form of identification. So Jesus must have had a birth certificate because he was legally in the earth. Amen. That's why it came through the birth canal of a woman. Amen. But it was the blood of God. That's why the virgin birth. Because if it was a man, it would have been contaminated blood. Because that man would have been born from Adam. Contaminated. Amen. So he, the seed was put into her by the Holy Spirit. And that was right in the garden in Genesis. He's talking covenant right there in Genesis chapter 3. He says, her seed is going to bruise your heel.
or her seed is going to bruise your head, and your head is going to bruise his heel. Talking about her seed. That was a seed that the Holy Spirit came, went to Mary, put the seed in Mary, and then boom, Jesus came. Amen. But he didn't have the blood of man. He had the blood of God. But everything else was man. Amen. Only man. He had no special privileges. He gave up his godly privileges in heaven. This is all covenant. Right there in the garden, he made the covenant. And remember Abraham, he made a covenant with Abraham when Abraham had to walk around in the figure of eight around the animals he killed, and God put him into a smoking furnace, or he came as a smoking furnace, and Abraham, he was like virtually in and out, if you remember, and God walked amongst them. Yes. Remember that? That was covenant. Amen. He made a covenant right there. Amen. And that's why he said, Jesus said, this woman is a daughter of Abraham. Abraham, remember the sign of the covenant? Excuse me, I'm grateful it's not today anymore, but the sign of the covenant was a foreskin being cut off. Come on. That was a sign of the covenant. And Abraham was the one who started that. God told him to do it. And Ishmael had it with him the same day. He was 13 years of age when he had it. Abraham was over 100. No, he was coming on to 100 because he hadn't had Isaac yet. Come on. That was a sign of the covenant. Snip, snip. Excuse me. Come on. So Jesus said, this woman, she's a daughter of Abraham. It's her right. It's her right. She's in covenant. Boom, healed her. It's our right. We're in covenant with God. Say, I have a covenant with my God. And say, I have got healing available. And I appropriate my health. You see, you've got to appropriate your health like you had to appropriate your salvation. You had to believe that Jesus lived and died for you and that God raised him from the dead. The Bible says if you believe it and you speak it, you'll be saved. So you had to do something. Amen. To receive salvation. Amen. You had to believe it and speak it. Same thing with healing. I've got to believe it and speak it. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Listen, Revelation 12:11. You can turn there. I haven't got that in my notes, but we know the scripture. Revelation 12:11. Talking about the devil. Thank you. Talking about the devil. He says, yeah, they, the saints, overcame him, the devil. You know what devil means? Deceiver. Accuser. He's the accuser of the brethren. They overcame the deceiver, the accuser of the brethren, the devil, they overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb. Hello. He hung on the cross. Listen. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes you are healed. Hanging on that cross, right? Making us righteous. Sweet Jesus. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You've got to be in covenant. When you receive Jesus, you're in covenant. So now you can overcome him. But you're not done yet. You're not done yet. You can be saved all you want and walk in complete as a victim throughout life. I know Christians, they're walking with their heads down. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. I'll tell you who woe is. Woe is a child of God. Stand up. You're a king with a priestly anointing. Get up. Start speaking faith. Have you seen these Christians? How are you doing, my sister? And then I shouldn't have asked. 45 minutes later, I'm still hearing how bad it is. But not once did they say, hey, no weapon formed against me, child of God. Listen. Oh, God. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me, I shall condemn. I shall condemn. Do you know why? He said, because these people are of my righteousness. They're in covenant. Do you know that? Right in Isaiah 54:17, he says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I shall condemn them, for they are of my righteousness, says the Lord. That means I'm in covenant with them. No weapon can form and prosper again. It'll form, but it won't prosper. Unless I don't do what they did. I'm not in covenant. Every weapon is going to harm you. Right? And now listen, he says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We're covered. We're in covenant. Amen. So you've got to have Jesus. And the only, not just the blood of the Lamb. There are Christians, you know, that are broke, that are sick, that are miserable, that are just having a worse life. And they're saved. He says, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What was coming out of their mouths? What is it that's coming out of their mouths? And you hear the, ooh, ooh, ooh. Wow. Say this, I love and serve the Lord. My God, as a new covenant believer. You're a new covenant. Remember, old covenant, new covenant, New Testament. Say this, say, Jesus has taken sickness away from the midst of me. Say this, if he tarries his coming, that means if he prolongs it. Say, if he prolongs his coming, the number of my days will be fulfilled. You see, if I said to someone, how are you doing? And they're full of sickness and that, and they answered that, I say, you're walking and talking faith. Everything will change. Everything will change. Faith changes things. Hallelujah. What's it to you? Now, we have to learn to develop our faith. Am I going too fast for you? What's the time? We have to learn to develop our faith. Say, develop faith. If you have developed your faith in the Word to the level where you can receive healing through the Word, then, listen, then use medical science as healing. If you've got your faith so high in the Word, then you don't need medical science for healing. But if you haven't developed your faith, then use medical science for your healing. God is not opposed to doctors. I'm not opposed to doctors. They're fighting the same thing that God fought for. Amen. He fought for our healing, took a terrible whipping for it. They're fighting for our healing. They want to do the same thing. Some of them are just for money. Some of them aren't upholding the oath that they take. We know that. They've been caught and busted and all kinds of things. But the majority, I would imagine, are doing it out of a desire to help people's lives. Amen. Amen? And then you've got to remember, God gives them the knowledge. He gives them the understanding. He gives us scientists so we can mine what's in the earth. I mean, who would have thought the car that I'm driving came out of the ground?
Amen. Come on. Come on.
Hey, come on. Your body came out of the ground.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, this ring, how many got a ring? Came out of the ground. How did they know? Oil. Out of the ground. Your car's full of it. Everything God's provided in the earth. And then he gave these people that analytical brain that can analyze and work things out. And they can take a little bean and say, coffee. I want to make coffee. Or cacao. I want to make chocolate. How do they know? How do they know? God gives them understanding and wisdom. And he gave these scientific people the knowledge to say, hey, out of that poppy seed comes penicillin. What does penicillin do? Oh, it helps and it does. Wow. Who would have thought? God gave it to us. And then he gave us those people. Then he gave us doctors who studied the anatomy and they've studied about people and they're able to come in and administer certain cures or things to help you get cured. You must remember, it's God's desire for you to be healthy, healthy all the time.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane,